It's an amazing story. I'll tell you guys bekitzer. I'm walking down the street in Yerushalayim yesterday, and I see Rabbi Yisrael Ariel. You know who he is? He's the head of Machon HaMikdash, the head of the Temple Institute. And I see he's talking to someone that looks from the back like a hippie. But it was, you know, it was Jonathan Pollard. I'm like, oh my God, the meeting of the giants is happening right over here in the street. It was like Rehova Karen Ayesod, right? Karen Ayesod. So I'm like, there's no way I'm not. I was late for an appointment. I said, everything can wait. I walked right up to them, and he's trying to tell him something in Hebrew, or in like broken English. So then Rabbi Ariel looks at me. He's like, you could tell him. Tell him the following. That when he gets to Olam Haba, to save me a spot next to him. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Ariel said. So I said to him, I told him that. And he's such a humble person. He said, I don't even think he knew who Rav Yisrael Ariel was. Then I start walking home with him. And I just said to him, as if we were like buds, I'm like, hey, are you sick of this already? Like, is it too much already? Everyone keeps on stopping. He's like, absolutely not. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. Everyone brought me here. And then he started schmoozing with me about his wife, Alea Shalom, his mom, his zivug. Like, it was amazing. And a few other things he shared with me. And then I asked him for a bracha. I said, I'm a Kohen, I'm going to give you a bracha, but I want a bracha from you first. And he says, I'll give you a bracha that works. That's what I just told the Chevron in Shul. And he put his hand on my head and he said, Yevarechecha Adonai Mitzion Ur'eh B'tuv Yerushalayim. And he said, you know how I know that works? Because when I was in the penitentiary, he said to me, they told me I was supposed to go out, and they came to me and they said, sorry, it's another 10 to 12 years, Mashu Kaze. It's like the end, right? He goes back to, and he said, and I was mad. I was really mad, he said. I called my wife Esther, Alea Shalom, who happens to be like the biggest Rebbe in the universe, his wife. And she said, Jonathan, just right now, daven, and bring Yerushalayim into your heart. And he kept on saying, Yerachacha Hashem, Mitzion, Rebbe to Yerushalayim. 20 minutes later, they came back and they said, sorry, that was a mistake. You're out of here in 2 weeks. We live like... Shabbos, we're in the shul. I think that would be whatever. Everything's out of this world, but I think that would be like the biggest covenant in the world. Okay, so we have a few minutes because we have a big day. Bezat Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, my printer didn't work this morning, so it's going to be a little bit just shifchi kamayim libech. But a few weeks ago, actually about a month ago, I think I told you. I was zochet to go to a very big, this tzaddik is not from this world at all, Reb Itcha Meyer Morgenstern. I've mentioned his name. And originally from England, from Manchester. They take offense if you say, I think, it's like an Indian there. Either Manchester is its own zach. And he's really in the higher olamot, and his Torahs are in the higher olamot, but what they've done over the last few years is that they've really taken it to bring it down to us, to a way that we have a gishah to it. B'zot Hashem, Jerry is working on something, and we have an in there to get in there. We're gonna get in there also by him, B'zrat Hashem. And he has a few Sfarim, and they're called Bayan Darkecha. These are amazing Sfarim. Up until this year, they're just contracting small booklets, but now they finally started putting it together, and they also brought it down in a lashon that can we could do something with. And the Maimar and Purim, we're just gonna learn a few minutes over here to get us a taste of it, and hopefully finish it and we'll air it more on Wednesday when we have a bit more time, and also as Tiny's Esther, it's a very important zman to learn really pnimi bifnim, deep. Like we said last week in Shir, in the name of Mordechai Eliyahu, remember what we said about the Vort? We said, Esther Atzadekis, Esther Amalka says, Lech Knosses es Kol HaYehudim, Ve'al Tochlu, Ve'al Tishtu, Tzumu Alay, Ve'al Tochlu, Ve'al Tishtu, Al Tishtu, right? Tzumu Alay, Al Tochlu, Ve'al Tishtu, and he said, so here she already said to fast. Why does she have to say, don't eat or don't drink? And we said, that's the Inyan of Tiny Dibur. Tzumu Alay was the tiniest dibur. Be careful with your mouth. So these are the 3 days right now. Shlosha Yamim. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's Purim. Shlosha Yamim. Gamani v'naratay atzumken. And then she says, Uvechein avo el ha-melech asher lo chadas. Like that famous story we say every year. Uvechein. That happens right afterwards. So these 3 days, the dibur is like, you could feel it. It's so, so, so important. To be married really with as much meaningful talk, holding back from things that don't have to be said, and Shmiat HaPeh Bichlal, so to learn as much as we can, to daven as much as we can. So he says like this, I'm sure this is something that you all have felt. He says that many people after Purim, they have a tchusha of hefsed. Hefsed means a loss, like I missed out on it. It could have been. I could have chapped. I could have. It could have worked for me. Rabbim argishim achay purim tchushat efsed. Vaf elu sheishtadlu lenatzel tayom karaui belimud v'amirat tehilim v'tfilas adain margishim benafsham sheyachlu lenatzel tayom azayote. Even those that actually spent the day davening, saying tehillim, being in the zone to the best of the ability, they also feel. After Purim, man, that it could have been even stronger. It could have been even deeper. It could have been even more impactful. Why? V'asiba l'kachi, mipnei she'aneshama margisha es godel ha'or she'yesh b'yom ha'kodesh hazeh. The soul is sensitive to what life is really all about. And the soul senses the great light that is available on this day. Ve'im lo zachta liknoto kara'ui. And if it didn't merit to acquire it as it should be, he margisha tchushat hefsed. Do you ever feel that if you've gone through your to-do list, you did everything you're supposed to do, kivyachol, and you still feel not accomplished? You still feel, it's the weirdest thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to feel mesuder, I'm going to set myself straight, I'm going to prepare myself, I'm going to have this done today. And you actually get through the list, and then you go to sleep, and then you're empty, and you're figuring out what is going on. I did everything I said to do. That's because you did everything that your body is set to do. The neshama is sensitive.
Isn't that a good thing? Like you want to continue growing?
As long as it doesn't pull you back and depress you, yeah. See, if it sits on you and makes you feel that everything you did was unimportant, then it's not a good thing. If it gives you the koyach to keep on going, of course, betach. The tchusha of hefsed, it depends. Because Purim is only coming another year later. So that's why on certain days, it's like, oh my God, I have to wait another year to do this. Leil Seder is the same thing, right? Shabbos is easier because I have next Shabbos, right? Motzei Shabbos, like, where was I this Shabbos? Okay, it's okay. 6 more days till Shabbos, it'll be okay, right? Purim, 364 more days till Purim. It's not, it's lo ze. But I will tell you, Purim is in the air everywhere. You know how I know? Do you know how Mamish No Hashem showed me this morning how Purim has reached everywhere in the world? Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies were playing by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they both showed up on the parquet, on the floor, with white jerseys. Both teams. Never happened before, ever. So they take off their warm-ups, right? And then they're like, Wait a second. We can't figure out who's on who's on whose team. Can you imagine that? The week of Purim, that's happening. No one can figure out who's on whose team. So they didn't know what to do. So the whole place is cracking up, right? And they finally figured out. They decided, okay, Memphis, you have to go and figure out to switch your jerseys. Go to your locker. Go to the locker room and change it. But I just thought, Purim is everywhere. Okay. We just maled Memphis Grizzlies. Amazing. So if I feel that Purim came and I wasn't zochet to kone Purim, it hurts. Because I need a whole other year. The neshama feels a hefsed. Therefore, he's saying the hachana for Purim is in value. It's mamash. And we've been with the women. It was a very, very strong start yesterday. It was a very chazak shir, and very we got at something very important. So let's start. Kedei liskot leargishu liknot et ha'or ha'pnimi shel yom ha'kadosh hazeh. In order to merit to acquire the inner light of this holy day, צריך תחילה להבין בבהירות את משמעותו. Let's understand as clear as possible what the meaning of Purim actually really is. לדעת היטב מהו מלמד אותנו, to know thoroughly what it teaches us and how it's משפיע on us. You know, there was a professor that I think he was very frum, but he was so anti-Purim. You know what I'm talking about, right? Only you know who I'm talking about? Right, Leibowitz. Yishayah, you never heard of this? That if, you know, on Yudalit, I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm not chayev in any mitzvah sayom, shkia, I go to outside Yerushalayim, so I can make sure that I'm not chayev in any mitzvah sayom of Purim, because he was an anti the concept of l'hashmid, l'harog, like, you know, timchas, whatever. But let's understand what we're happy about. Obviously, we have to say thank you, but be'emet, what is the pnimiyut of Purim? Ma ha'or shenichnas banu bizman kriyas ha'megillah? What light is actually entering into us while we're reading the Megillah? And also, we're going to have to delve inside to understand how is the mitzvah of matanos of yonim different than the mitzvah of tzedakah? Just tzedakah. What's the difference? I have to give tzedakah all the time. What's the difference between matanos lev yonim and the mitzvah of tzedakah? And also, what is added onto us with the mitzvah of shalach manas more than just the pashat pshat of v'hafta l'recha kamocha? Now, in the past, we've had many shiur, and in one year we had a shiur on, remember, I don't know, Eli, if you remember this, it was a sachat shavar buildup of the dalet mitzvah sayom, the four mitzvahs of the day. I think we did it here. There's four mitzvahs we have to do during the day of Purim. Mikra Megillah, Shalach Manos, Matanos Lev Yonim, and Seuda. These are four mitzvahs that have to be yotzei the day. If there's any day to be me'ayin deeper into the pnimius of the day of what these four mitzvahs resemble, it's definitely the day of Purim. Ubifrat, and of course, lehavin, lama tzarich lishtot ad delo yada. V'ma tzarich lechaven ulargish bezeh. What should be the kavanas when you drink? What should be the kavanas when you drink? He says, there's a footnote here. He says, there are many good people that don't want to get drunk. And the reason that they don't want to get drunk is because they admit they don't understand the deeper bechina of lehishtaker. So they'd rather, I'm going to b'kayim the mitzvah in other ways. Like Chazal have told us, different ways to drink, but not to get drunk. But, barega she'adam mevin et pnimius ha'inyan. When you're tapped into the inside of Purim, listen to this. U'ma tzarich lehargish b'shtiyat hayayin. And what you're supposed to be feeling during the drinking of the wine, umaz zochim al yedeze, what you merit through this, azay bevada yisore lo rotzon lekayim es hamitzvah kipshuta. Once you understand what the mitzvah is all about, you will have an inner desire to just mekayim the mitzvah bepashtus. Once you have that, it happens to be that every year when we like begin to reach this place, you walk in with the guitar every year, right when that. About to happen. When you bring me Shalach Manos. Guys.
Are you there Thursday?
A million % in our house. Like every year, from 4:30 on, it's open. The house is open to everyone. Okay. From 4:30 on. And we go till late. Absolutely. Of course, were you kidding me?
I know. How many years? 7, 8
Are you
years?
Kidding me? Baruch Hashem. 6 years. Of course. More?
6 years. I think 6 years.
More.
No.
Like eight.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's okay. Okay.
See, you were drunk and
well. Now he says like this. If a person didn't work hard to understand the pnimius of these inyanim, so it could be he'll just sit there at a Suda of Purim, he'll want to be get, he want to drink and be happy, but on the inside of his heart, he's asking himself, how much longer do I have to fake this simcha? Wow. What a deep question, huh? How much longer am I going to have to fake this simcha? Aval kasher ye barur lanu, but when it becomes clear to us, mao halimud ha'atzum sheyom ha'kadosh hazeh machdir banu, azay be'ezer Hashem nuchal la'asok b'ze ulitametz la'achdir etze betochenu, ולזכות ברחמה ויסבורך להרגיש איך האור מרומם אותנו למדברה חדשה ופנימית. When you do the learning of the Dalet Mitzvos Hayom, he says you can actually feel how the light itself of Purim elevates us to a new inside Madriga.
On Purim to learn?
No, no, before. Good luck. No, before. Before. Now, now. Today, tomorrow, Tanis Esther. ואז נוכל לזכות לקניין אמיתי באורו של יום הגדול הזה. And then we could merit to make a real kinyan on the light of this day. Now when you make a kinyan on something, what ends up happening? It becomes yours. And then he says, באופן שימשיך להאיר לכל השנה. In a way that it'll keep on in light, you know, bringing light onto us for the rest of the year. And even the vort you said to me when we walked inside is a say right, if you don't mind to share it right now. That's a bechina of learning about what the inyan is about. That could be the kavana and you're drinking. It's a different ballgame. Preface by saying one thing. Every year I have to do this. And it's fine for those that are allowed to be drinking. I'm even yavin. There's no inyan that someone that's been sober, listen, I have to chayav mitzvah say. Obviously, we're speaking about those that are able to drink. Say the Torah, and I want you to listen to this and have the... You see, what when we understand one of the pieces of the day, this can go into our drinking. Say the vart.
So basically, there's two types of laughter. One is that chanifa, like your boss says laughter, says something, it's a joke, and you laugh. It's not really funny, but you laugh. The other one is lag. Lag is...
Making fun of?
Yeah, maybe.
Mockery.
Mockery is better. Mockery. Yeah.
So basically, Mordechai, Binyamin did not bow down to Esav. Right? Yaakov told all his family, bow down to Esav. So his son said to him, really? He says, it's politics. Just it's sheker. Just bow down. So they bowed down. But Binyamin wasn't born. So he didn't learn how to do chanifa. He didn't learn. It wasn't part of it. He says, so Mordechai, who is the descendant of Binyamin, he says, I laugh at you, Mordechai. I laugh at you, Haman, but it's not chanifa. I mock you, because I'm an emistic kind of person. I'm a I'm an ishimini. I'm like straight, and I was just thinking that even though it's such a gullus kind of holiday, because they stay in gullus and they aren't gullus, but he's the only one who's like
Israeli,
right? He's the only one who really says, I just mock you.
Matavtei meni, azavoti. It's such an Israeli.
It's such an Israeli thing. Yeah,
azavoti shtuyot.
That's the point of the whole story. Like I was telling Shachar, Shachar here. I said, the children you grow in this country, you can't grow anywhere else.
Can't. In the back of it. Someone was telling me yesterday, I can't make Aliyah. It's like I can't. And my children have such a Jewish life here, wherever they were in America. And at that point, I just said, I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know if I start talking now, this is going to be bad. To hear those words, I have such a Jewish life here. I have a Jewish life here. It's a different... Mordechai lo yichra lo leishtach. I laugh. I just laugh. And ma lasot. Now, when I want to connect to what you're saying. When when I'm sitting there and I'm like, how much longer and I'm going to have to fake this simcha? When I experience a moment of emes in my life, that's simcha. That's real. That gets me very happy about my place in this world. Even if... life is hard and painful. I'm besimcha that's my bag, and not another illusion, another facade that I'm hiding behind of. Now, the aura of Purim, this tzaddik says, that we're going to be bringing down through the Dalet Mitzvah Zayom, he says, is lehakir beberur she'ein od milvado. Now that's, you could say that about every holiday. That's what it brings about, that Hashem runs the world. But the way that we understand that Hashem runs the world through Purim comes down in a completely different way than the other holidays. And that is obviously, there was no me'ala teva, there was no supernatural miracle here taking place. It's mevor b'svarim makdoshim, he says, the Chag HaPurim, God reveals et atzmo betoch ha'olam. God reveals his atzmus, himself, to the, in the most like bare bones way, within the world, bebehirut muchletet, with complete behirut, complete clarity, bli shum hastarot, without any concealment. Now, you have people walking around today that are saying, we're pretty close to that same way, where God is revealing himself through this, through our world, with such clarity, without any confusions anymore, because who else could even have dreamt and, you know, drawn this picture that we're in right now? There's no mitzius in the world. There's nothing else in the world besides God hardening someone's heart to create such a reality that we live in right now. Bayom HaKadosh Hazeh, in this holy day, Meir Begilui Ubebirur Or HaEmet. The light of truth is so clear on Purim. And what's the light of truth? Havaya Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim. Hashem Hu HaElokim. Ein od milvado. What is such a big chiddush with the words Hashem Hu HaElokim? So we know that Yud Kei Vav Kei is the midah of Rachamim. Elokim is din. When we say Hashem Hu HaElokim, that means there's no good or bad in the world. There's just is. It's just Hashem. Ein od milvado. He says this is the light that comes down on Purim. Din is Rachamim, Rachamim is din. There's no difference between the two. It's all from Hashem. It's all one. ובו זוכים לראות בתוך עולם המעשה הזה את הייחוד השלם ולהכיר ולהרגיש שהשם יתברך הוא הכל כפשוטו ממש. You merit to feel that God is everything, פשוט ממש, וזוכים להרגיש שהאמונה איננה דבר מופשט כרעיון, אלא היא המציאות. I'll say those words again. Listen to these words. We're ending with this. This is amazing. What this brings about, the light of Purim, is that emuna enena davar mufshat. It's not this abstract concept, kera'ayon. It's not a nice idea. Ela, hi hametzius. It is actually reality. Some of us are saying, well, whatever, that's of course, right? Alevai.
Do you say that?
Yeah. So for many of us, myself included, throughout the day, emunah is sometimes a good idea. It's my go-to. It's my, maybe like my, I fall on it when I need to, right? But it's not a lechatchila. It's not like the way that I perceive reality. It's a, hopefully I'll get there. He says over here, on Purim, it's the day that emunah stops being an abstract concept. It's a day that emunah is the actual only reality that you know of, that you know to be real. Other things, the illusions become abstract. Ki Hashem hu Elokim en od milvado. Why? Ki benes Purim yizgala shehashem yitbarach sholet bako. Purim was revealed that God controls everything. Kerei hu sivev betoch darkei ateva et nes ha'atzala nifla. Ubaze hu era et godel yichudo v'shlitato v'shehakol hu oseh levado v'ein od. He showed, if you follow the story of the Megillah, you see that the more and more hester that you have in your life, if you follow every detail, the more and more it becomes revealed that there was no hester, there was no concealment. Thus, that's the name of the sefer, right? Megillas Esther. Megillah, a gilui of the hester, a revelation of the hiddenness. But you have to keep on reading the story. Yesterday, Ilana Urfa, we have to run to the bus. So just want to say like this, yesterday was a great thing happened in Shir. Ilana Urfa said, well, I'll tell you first, it said like, you know, sometimes in our lives we learn the Megillah, and in our own lives, our own Megillah's Esther, we're stuck in Perek Gimel or Dalet, and we don't believe that there's going to be a Perek Vav Zayin Chatz, right? The end of the story, right? So why don't we get freaked out when we read the first few Prakim of the Megillah, of Megillah's Esther? Because we know already what's coming later in the Megillah. But, you know, a lot of Yidden are still in Perek Beis or Gimel, Dalet. So she said an amazing thing. One of her children is learning right now the story for the first time, and they didn't finish learning it yet. So he came home the other day freaking out. He said, "Why are we celebrating this chag? We're about to be all wiped out." And she shared it yesterday. It was so deep. Kind of like what Rabbi Riskin once shared. Do you remember this, when the Ethiopian Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, and they, on their aliyah, they shared that they had a Masorah, the Masorah of, he writes this in his book, they never heard of Churban Bayit Sheni. They've been living all those years, not even knowing that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So they come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're like, okay, let's go up to the temple. Yeah. And they tell them, there is no temple, and they started weeping and mourning and tearing their cloth. Because everyone's learned, living in a certain story. So we're also in the, we're also in a certain story. But can you imagine, what would you do? You would do anything in the world to get a gilui of emuna that is not abstract. What, we would do anything in the world for that. Anything, that emuna is not theory. That emuna is the only metzius that we have. Like, I know this is a table, right? I know this is a table. That's how I know that Hashem runs the whole world. He says, do your hachanas properly. Because on Purim, the gates for that revelation are wide open. And that's what we're doing today. That's what Be'ez Hashem we're doing tomorrow, the next day. And we should have a strong hachana for the next few days. Amen.